Morning. I trust the Lord has blessed you. Well, I know he's blessed you because you're sitting here. Amen. I want to. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis. And it starts, I'm going to read with starting at verse 26, chapter 1. And this is how wonderful the Lord is to us and what he's done for us. Starting at verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, and subdue it." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. I want to say that, invite you to our service this morning. And we want you to, don't relax too much, but we want you to open up your hearts and open up your mind so that the Lord can work with you, can speak with you. Amen? And don't forget to pray for one another and to make sure that you say hello to each other. Amen? Amen. So at this time, let's pray. We give thanks to you, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. We thank you, Lord, that you care about us. We thank you, Lord, for the weather, even though it may be raining and cold. But we know, Lord, everything works to the good of those that love you and that you love them. So thank you, Lord. We know, Lord, that as soon as the winter leaves, spring is right behind it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. At this time, before we're not going to move around this morning, I just want you to say hello to each other right where you are. Wave at each other. You know, the weather's kind of bad, and I know there's a lot of sickness going around, so we want to just wave. Amen? Amen. Hey! Amen. Amen. Also, I want to recognize our visitor. This is, would you stand up, hon? Stand up for us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
it'll eventually warm up in about a week from now or something like that, so we'll be okay. All right, announcements for, well, we're going to start off with birthdays and anniversaries. All right, so on the 24th, which is Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday, we have two birthdays and an anniversary. So we have a birthday for Joe Salazar and Elmer Shepherd, and an anniversary for Tom and Elaine Kincaid.
What?
Okay. On the 25th, we have Eileen Kincaid's birthday, and on the 28th, Donna Walker. Let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. All right, so we've got some announcements. On June 29th, there is a finance meeting at 5:30 at Building B. John Lennon? Okay, John Lemon's Hall. Yes, did I say June? I can't read. All right, January 29th. Wow. All right, and then don't forget today, we have that luncheon immediately after service in Fellowship Hall.
Some more announcements. The Transforming Communities Network, TCN Planning Committee will be meeting at 5:30 over here at John Lemon's Hall. And also, you talk about the Finance Committee, right? Okay, hopefully by next week, I will have out in the lobby here a list of all the list of our different committees and who's on those committees. And I want you to be involved. Okay, now.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Oh Worship the King?
This morning, I just want to say to the congregation, thank you so much for your kindness and your generosity, for your love offering for our member that is going through some really, really serious financial issues here. And for those of you who wasn't here last Sunday, I want to give you the chance to give again. And we appreciate it, and we love you for it. But if we can help, then we'll try to help. So if you give to that offering, just put on the envelope or on your check or whatever, love offering. That's all you got to say, love offering, and that'll be fine, okay?
As we prepare for our tithes and offerings, I'd like to read from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, but we come in your house. We ask, Lord, that you give us the hearts of givers so that there may be food for all and shelter for all. Magnify our tithes and offerings and use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
From Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
And you are. Church.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for understanding our hurts. Thank you for caring about the condition of our hearts and listening when we pray. You are a loving, compassionate Savior. There are so many issues in this world, Lord, yet you knew we would struggle with this, so you spoke words that offer hope. We have those words recorded in the Bible to remind us to seek your kingdom first. When we do, everything else will fall into place. Thank you for meeting our every need as we focus on you. Help us focus on you first every day by starting each day with morning and prayer. You know what we will face today, and we trust you to provide. Thank you for giving us hope. May your will be done in our lives today and every day. This we pray in your holy name, Lord. Amen.
Let the peace of Christ come upon your hearts. Let us pray. Father God, you have a message for each of us. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him peace and courage to deliver your message so that his words may echo what you would have him to say. Let us open our minds so that we may drink in your word, and let it be a part of us so that we may deliver your word to our hurting world. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning. Come on in. Yeah, come on down here. Well, good morning. This morning, Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew that we should seek first his kingdom. In fact, it actually says, if you seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, then all these things will be given to you as well. So let me show you this morning what I think Jesus was trying to teach us. So this is a toothbrush, and I think I'm going to go ahead and brush my teeth before I put any toothpaste on there. You think that would work? No. You can't put the toothpaste on after you brush your teeth. You have to put it on before, right? And you know, if you were getting ready to go to school and you picked up your books and your lunch and you headed out the door but you forgot to get dressed, would that work? No, you have to. There are things that you have to do in order. Can't do it later. So, how about this balloon? Hold this for me, okay, Laura? If I blow up this balloon, but I don't tie it, then it wouldn't do any good, would it? So when you blow up a balloon, okay, you have to tie a knot in it, right? Then you don't lose the air out of it. And then the third thing you do is then you tie your ribbon around it, right? Well, that's kind of what Jesus was trying to tell us. You see, it's important that we do things in the right order. In the Bible verse, Jesus said to seek first the kingdom of God. And if we want to find the wonderful life that Jesus has for us, then that's what we need to do. We wouldn't put butter and jam on the bread and then stick it in the toaster, would we? That would make a big mess, and we'd probably be in big trouble. And likewise, we'll make a mess of our lives if we don't make God first. So we can put God first by keeping in touch with Him by prayer and by seeking to live the way He wants us to live. So let me give you something you can try maybe this week. If you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, if you just say a little prayer to the Lord, like maybe watch over me today, or help me to look for someone I can help today, or help me to love my friends and be nice to my enemies, then the Lord will help us do that. And He will provide, He will look after us and provide whatever we need for that day. Okay? So let's pray this morning. Dear God, help us to always put You and Your kingdom first. Help us to entrust our lives to You, knowing that You will be with us. You will guide us and look after our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you. Here's some balloons you can take back, and you can try to blow them up and put the knots in them, okay? Before you let them go, like I did. Okay?
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, kids. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's give them a hand. Amen? Amen. I got to say, though, Jane, I'm tempted to try that butter and jam in the toaster thing. That sounds... Oh, boy. Well, good morning again. It's so good to see you here this morning. So good to be in God's house one more time. Amen? Amen. We got a new series that we want to talk about this morning. A new preaching series. And it's based on priorities and being better. Actually, it's a preaching series that will allow us to check our priorities, our relationships, and the way that we live with one another. We're going to evaluate our priorities, our relationships, our choices, and our witness. And this morning, we're going to start off with better priorities. Better priorities. So, I want you to encourage one another this morning, and we're going to learn more about the great love that God has for us. And as you know, we just started a brand new year, and this is the perfect time to look back on our past and ask what can be learned. It's also the perfect time to look ahead and ask ourselves if we are living the kind of life that God wants for us. Or if we could do better. So we're going to start this new series, and it's called Better, and we're going to look at those four different areas of our lives. And the good thing about this, we can make changes to these to help us to be better in 2024. So, and as I stated, we're going to look at priorities, relationship choices, and our witness. So I hope this morning that you open up your heart this morning and your minds as we go into God's Word and learn more about the priorities of that, what comes first and what comes last. You see, the Bible talks about, how we need to order this in our lives. You see, God made us, and He put things in certain order. And He wants us to establish these priorities. And what we need, you see, He knows that sometimes we forget about the big thing, and we go around with all the little things. But I want us this year to take an honest look at our lives and our church and what we do and what priorities we have and the things that we have that matters most. The first thing I think we need to do is we look at the Lord's most famous sermon in the gospel. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. You see, Jesus, he turns to preaching and teaching about how we have the tendency to worry about our lives. And maybe some of us right now can relate to this right now. We're worried about our financial situation. We're worried about our children. We're worried about our relationships. We're worried about who's going to be president. We're worried about what's going to happen here and there. You know, we're worried about everything. But Jesus states that trusting in God is the only way to keep us from being paralyzed by anxiety. Now, here's my little story about being paralyzed by anxiety. This time last Sunday, I was so anxious when I got home from church. I was so anxious because my team was playing and I just knew we were on our way to the Super Bowl. I knew that. You couldn't have told me anything different. So I put that ahead of everything else. But when they got kicked around pretty good, I was just, you know, I didn't know what to do. I just avoided TV for a whole week, basically. I did. But I got to tell you, I got a little bit of revenge last night because the team that beat us, they lost last night. So I feel a little bit better. You know, be careful where you place your priorities. Amen? Be very careful. We have got to seek God first. You see, this is what he says. He says in Matthew 6:33, he says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Jesus is setting priorities even then. Even then, he's telling us what to do. So we're going to take a look at how this might work for us practically, you know, in our day in and day out lives. You know, when it comes to our relationship, things you may be worried about, this or that person, we put Jesus first. Think about him first. Let him take care of that, and the Lord will make you a more and mature and a kind and loving person, you know. And this will have a positive impact on your relationship. When it comes to our finances, perhaps, you know, we ought to focus on God. And this will help us to reveal to us how we spend either too much or we're putting on the wrong thing. And when it comes to our children, we can find out that if we put God first, this makes us more patient and understanding with our kids. And I can say this for me and Tessie, when I put God first, it makes me more of an easier to get along with husband if I put God first. So these are the things that some of the things that you can do to help you set your priorities. You see, are you seeking after God? Is God at the very center of all the things that you're doing? Or are you looking at the smaller things that the world has? Is your attention and energy divided? Here's a story for you. Someone once asked the legendary coach Tom Landry why he had been so successful as a football coach. And he said this: in 1958, he did something everyone who has been successful must do. He determined the priorities in his life. He said God first, family, and then football. You see, Tom got it right. He knew that in order to succeed in our families and our careers, we've got to seek God first. But how do we seek him? How do we seek God? We seek him like we seek anything else. We spend a lot of time and energy in pursuit of the smaller things. Spend a lot of time and energy in seeking after the Lord. Oh my goodness, you're going to learn something there. You're going to find out just how wonderful and just how awesome the Lord is. So we've got to understand that when you seek the Lord, when you're going after the Lord, this Christian journey, it's not a marathon. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You can also seek God by knowing what is it that you're looking for. What in the world am I looking for, Lord? You see, if you don't know what you're looking for, you'll never know when you find it. So when you seek God, look to do things that shape you into someone more and more like Jesus Christ, more loving, more courageous, and more sacrificial. You know, the only way that we make the effort to seek God is first by deciding to love him more than anything else. And Jesus, he speaks to this. In fact, there's a verse in the Bible in Matthew 22:34-30 that speaks to this. Matthew 22:34-40. This is what the Lord tells us, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He tells them, he says, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, and one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. And all the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So Jesus is telling them the priorities and telling us that we need to seek as well. So he says, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus could have very easily said, this is the greatest priority. And he quotes that scripture from the Old Testament when he tells them to love God with all their mind and their heart and soul. So we need to love God with all that we have. You know, we go after all kind of things in this world. We go after riches. We run after careers and all those things, I'm not saying are bad. But we need to go after the Lord with all that you have. You know, before you do anything else, give God that time in your life. Before you get started on your day, get on your knees and get in God's word and ask them to help you. I can tell you from experience, this helps a whole lot, and it makes the day go by much, much easier. So, love God with all you have. So how can you tell when you love something or someone? The easiest way to tell is that you talk about it all the time, because they're always on your heart and mind. When a couple falls in love, it's almost, you just get tired of hearing that person talk about that other person, you know. Or if you've got a favorite sport team, you get tired of hearing about how great that team is. They want to bring it up all the time. I once, when I was a young man in the military, I had a roommate who was a believer in Christ. I thought he was crazy. I really did. Because every time he talked to me, he would all say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. And he would always be telling me about what the Lord was doing. What I didn't realize is that the Lord was using him to get through this thick skull. But that person wasn't crazy. He just loved the Lord. He loved the Lord all, you know, with all his heart and soul. He had made God his priority. You see, when we love him with all we have, then he's our favorite. He is our top priority in our life. We just can't stop talking about him. He's always a topic of conversation, you see. And we even look for reasons and ways to bring up the Lord's name. So I can tell you this. With me and Tessie, I just love to brag on her. I do. And I love to talk about her, you know. And I'm always looking for a reason, you know, to bring her up. Because I love her so much. And I want to do everything I can to please her. You know, my love for her makes everything else in my life more meaningful. So I look for how everything I do can help empower the love we share rather than being a hindrance to the love that we share. Loving God with all our heart and soul and mind. Help us to realize that every part of life is very meaningful. So how we do life reflects our love of God. How you treat each other reflects how you love the Lord. How you talk to people reflects your love for the Lord. How we relationships we have with each other, our children and our family, that reflects how much or how we love the Lord. Our love for God should be the motivation and inspiration every day over this year. And we can look back 365 days from now and recognize all the ways we love God with all that we have. You see, this is what I found. God actually meets our needs in our lives most fully when we prioritize his needs in our lives. This is because of the love. And that scripture, notice how Jesus ends the conversation. He tells us, these people, he says, the first and the greatest commandment is to love God. And then he goes on to say the second is just like it. We are to love our neighbors, and it seems that unless it's interesting, because some folks can say, oh, I love the Lord and I love Jesus so much, but they can't stand their neighbor. They can't stand, they won't talk to this person or that person. How can that be? How can you love God? That's the first priority, but you don't love your neighbor. So you cannot love God. You cannot love your neighbor without loving your neighbor. So this is the prioritization God's laid on us now. He even says in verse 40 that all of the law and the prophets depend on getting these first two right. You see, folks, we got to get those first two right first before we do anything else. We've got to learn to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart and all our soul and our mind, and we've got to learn to love each other the same way. One of the easiest ways to know where to put our energies this year is by asking ourselves a very simple question. Is what we have eternal or temporary? Or what we doing? Are we going to spend our time focused on serving others? This is the focus on the eternal souls. Or if you're going to spend your time focusing on building up a huge savings account or doing something else that's temporary, something that you can't take with you when this life is over. I would say do the one that focuses on eternal. Focus on the eternal rather than the temporary. And this is what the Apostle Paul says to illustrate this. He says, we should not, in 2 Corinthians 4:18, let me go there and let me read this wonderful verse to you here. This is what he says in 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You could also go along and add this, what Jesus said. He says, set up store for yourselves treasure in heaven, eternal things. So as we go through this series and getting to this brand new year, I want to encourage you to think about these things and bring them before God in prayer. One of them is this: what in your life could be reordered? What do you need to redo your priorities? What could be reprioritized? What are you doing that's really not it's important, but there's something that you could be doing that's more important, and that's seeking after God. We want to make sure that the things that receive your time, attention, energy, and affection are things that will last, not temporary thing. Take a moment to pray and ask God to show you the priorities in your life and put those on your schedule first. The little things can come after and as a secondary. And if our priorities are centered around God, everything else has a way of working out. Let me read Matthew 6:33, and then I will close. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Would you stand for our hymn of invitation? Wonderful Words of Life.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let the world their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and learning, teach me faith and learning. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinners to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, moving us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
First verse again.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me know of their beauty, see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and learning, teach me faith and learning. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
We have a lot of homebound that are that can't make it anymore. Some are able to hear us each Sunday, so continue to keep all of them in your thoughts and prayers. asking prayers for Dad and Gracie this morning. Continue to keep all of our military personnel. They continue to be deployed on a daily basis. So continue to think of them. We've got a lot of veterans in our congregation, so we all know the value of our military. So also the men and women in blue, all of our first responders, and just bottom line, be kind to each other.
Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, oh, how awesome, how wonderful you are to us, Lord. Us meek, and we're weak, and Lord, you created us in your image. You sent your Son to die for us. Oh, Lord, how you love us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for loving us. And Lord, we don't deserve it sometimes. Maybe all the time, Lord, but your mercy and your grace is just always there for us. Thank you. Lord, I pray that this congregation will grow stronger and stronger and stronger in you, that our priorities will be always to seek your kingdom first above everything else. And Lord, as we go forward in whatever we do, I pray that you would get the glory, not us. Be with those that are hurting, those that are seeking, those that just don't know what to do, Lord. Help them. Show them the way as only you can. We ask, Lord, and we thank you so much for the food that we have, and we ask that you would bless it to our bodies for our nourishment. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The disciples with Jesus saw him in prayer so often, and they wondered, am I doing it right? And they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And that prayer has come down to us even today, and I ask that you join me in that prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now as we prepare to leave this place, you have heard the message. Increase your love of God and increase your love for one another so that all in the world may see that you are Christians by your love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.